Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chavav. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, and Aaron's wife and children, also by Judy and Donny Israeli, in memory of Donny's father, Yaakov Israeli's third yard site, the Neshama Shevin Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, again, at the bottom of Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the very last two words of the page in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, at Tan Rabbanan, and the entire Daf pretty much talks about the halachos of Kriya. The first Amud, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, is going to be all about the Chiv to be Koreya, when it's not a relative who died, but either somebody else who died, or other events that a person sees, whether it be a Sefer Torah, Shenisraf, Ari Yehuda B'Chorbana. We're going to bring the sources of all of those Chiyuve Kriya. Then the Gemara is going to discuss re-sewing a tear and then tearing again on the same garment. The Gemara is going to talk about a number of the dinim of Kriya. If a person loses a Aviv Imo and then a different relative, can you be Korea on the same garment? Then the Gemara at the very end is going to discuss whether the Sudas Havra is done on Mitos Kfuyos or on Mitos Zekufos. And that will bring us to the end of the daf. So let's begin. Again, last two words of the page on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan. So the Braisa tells us as follows: Ve'elu kara and shein mesachin. The following tears cannot be sewn up. Hakarei alav v'alima v'alrabu shalim do Torah. If a person is karei when he loses his father or his mother or his rebbe that taught him Torah, so the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia has a three-way machlokas tanaim. Who is considered rabu shalim do Torah? Meaning anyone who tells you it's var Torah ben gavra legavra sitting next to you in shul, what counts as a rabu shalim do Torah? So Rabbi Meir's shita is so mishalim do chachma, someone who taught him chachma and not someone who just taught him mikra. Mishnah. He has to have taught him some analysis and not just the straight facts of Mikra and Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only if Rov Chachmasa Mimenu. Rabbi Shalim de Chachma means he taught you the majority of your Chachma. And Rabbi Yossi holds, even if Heiras Einav B'Mishnah Achas, even if he only told you one Shtikl Torah, he only told you one Mishnah that you were unaware of. The Gemara's conclusion over there is that Ula says that Tamid Chacham Shebavel are Noheg like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that even if he's Meir Einav, B'Mishnah Achas. And the Rabbi Nechananel says that that's the halacha. However, in the Shultas Rav Achai, Paskins, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's got to be Rov Chachmaso Heimenu. Tosos quotes all this on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil V'Al, in that the last Tosos on the page. In the Shut Maharik, he brings a raya from the Sugya that we're about to bring, that it's that the Sugya must be going within Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and even though if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be moda that the sugya that ensues is following the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So so a person tears Korea that cannot be sewn up. If it's alav v'imo, al rabu shlim de Torah, and the list continues, va'al nasi, v'al av beizdin, v'al shmos haros, if it's a nasi who dies, an av beizdin who dies, or he hears about shmos haros doesn't just mean any bad news that, you know, his stock portfolio tanked, or that his favorite team lost a Super Bowl or something. No, shmos haros means something really, really terrible, that masses of Jewish people have died. Va'al birch Hashem, and if he hears someone being Mekalel Hashem, Val Sefer Torah Shenisraf, or he hears about a Sefer Torah being burnt, Val Ari Yehuda, Val Amigdosh, Val Yerushalayim, if he sees the Ari Yehuda that are destroyed, he sees the Makom Amigdosh, B'Chorbana, he sees Yerushalayim, B'Chorbana. For all of these things, a person tears Kriya. Even though Yerushalayim is one of the Ari Yehuda, it gets listed separately, because even if one tears on the other Ari Yehuda, you tear separately on Yerushalayim, and then again separately on the Mikdash. That's what the Ritva points out. The Ritva then quotes from Yerushalmi that you have to be Korea each time you see Yerushalayim, unless it hasn't been 30 days from the previous time you saw Yerushalayim. Most of these things, that it makes an impression on a person, we assume the impression is only made if it's been 30 days since the last time you saw that thing that made an impression on you. The same is true when it comes to Birchos Hari'iyah, that if you see the ocean, you don't say a bracha every single time. It's only if you see something that you haven't seen in 30 days. V'koreya al mikdash, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo, says that if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael and hasn't seen the mikdash in 30 days that he would not tear Kriya, because if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you, I don't know if it's in all of Eretz Yisrael or only in the Yerushalayim area, but he says if you're the kind of person that that lives so close by and you don't make it your business to see the Makom HaMikdash every 30 days, then probably you're not so upset anyway. You're probably not going to, you shouldn't be tearing Kriya anyhow. But a person has a responsibility to feel the loss of the Churban. The Korea al Mikdash, a person should tear Kriya on the Mikdash when he sees it, Umosif al Yerushalayim, and then add to the Kriya when he sees Yerushalayim. And he doesn't have to make a new Kriya when he sees Yerushalayim, he can just add to the existing Kriya when he sees Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara is going to explain the source for each of these things, and not only each of these Chiyuve Kriya, but also that you're not Ma'acha, that you're not allowed to sew up the Kriya on each of these items. So, Avav Imo v'Rabbo Shalom d'Torah Minolan. How do I know that there is a Chiyuv Kriya on Avav Imo and Rabbo Shalom d'Torah? So, d'chsiv, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim Beis, when Eliyahu goes up to Shemayim, ve'Elisha roeh, v'hu mitzayik, and Elisha started to cry out, Avi, Avi, rechav Yisrael u'prashav. Pasuk goes on, v'lo ra'ohu od, and he never saw him again, ve'yachzak v'gadav, v'yikrayim l'shayim krayim, and he grabbed his clothing and he tore them into two. So, Avi, Avi, ze Avav Imo, the double Lashon of Avi Avi, was Elisha saying that Eliyahu and Avi to him was like a father and a mother combined. Rechav Yisrael uprashav Zerabo Shalim d'Torah. That's a reference to Rabo Shalim d'Torah, because the Rechav Yisrael uprashav is clearly refers to a Rebbe. Says my mashma. How do you see Rechav Yisrael uprashav has anything to do with the chariot of Israel, the horsemen you go out to war with? What does it have to do with the Rebbe? So k'dimetargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said the Targum on that pasuk. Rav Yosef, as we know, was an expert in Targum. Tosfos points out in Maseches Baba Kama, Rav Yosef was blind and therefore he was not able to learn Torah Shebichsav, because Torah Shebichsav you're not allowed to read Balpeh. So he became an expert in Targum, because Targum is Torah Shebalpeh. So Rav Yosef always knows the Targum of everything. So the Targum was Rabbi, Rabbi, Detovlon Yisrael B'Tzlosei Miritichinu Prashin, that through his tfilos he's better for the Jewish people than chariots and horsemen. So you see that's what Eliyahu was the Rebbe of Elisha, and that's why he referred to him as being better for the Jewish people in through his tefillah than all of the accoutrements of war, everything that we would use to go out to fight a war. That's the limud. The Marsha writes that the limud is from the Targum Rechav Yisrael Uprashav Detovlon Yisrael Betzlusei. So from the fact that he was mispalel on the Jewish people, it must be that he was a rav and a chacham, because that's the responsibility of a rav and a chacham, to be mispalel on the Jewish people. That's how we know that it's talking about a Rebbe, because who else would be mispalel for the entirety of the Jewish people? That's based on a Gemara Mabasra, Daf Kufta Zayin, that says that someone who has a chole bebeso, yelich etzel chacham sheyispalel alav. That even though every Jew davens, but if a person has a chole bebeso, there's specifically a thing to go to a chacham, that the chacham is supposed to be mispalel for the chola. So says Gemara of Lomisachin Minalan. How do I know? Okay, now you showed me that you tear kriya for Avivi Imo and for Rabbi Shalom Do Chachma. How do I know you don't sew up that kriya? The pasuk continues that he takes the beged and tears it into two pieces. If it says he's tearing it, obviously it's into two. That's how tearing works. Must mean that it's supposed to remain in two pieces forever, because you're never allowed to sew it back up. So Eliyahu, but wait a second, Eliyahu never died. So how can you bring a raya from Eliyahu and Avi that you tear kriya when your Rebbe dies or when your father or mother dies? Eliyahu didn't die; he just went up to Shemayim alive. That since it says lo ra'u od from Elisha, perspective, Eliyahu had died, meaning Elisha was never going to see him again, and therefore it's as if he died. The Ritva writes that you can't learn from here that anyone who says goodbye to his Rebbe and doesn't think he's ever going to see him again because he's moving out of town or something, that you are going to tear Kriya, because it's always possible that you're going to see him again. The Meiri says, now even if you know that you're not going to see him again, you're never Korea Alachai, you're only Korea Alameis. The fact that Elisha tore on Eliyahu, because the Lo Ra'u Od, that's Soda Shemli Reyev. We don't really understand exactly what that means, and we don't understand that whole vision and what exactly happened over there. But it serves as a source for the idea of Teren Kriya when a Rebbe dies. Nasi v'av bezim shmos haros minalan. How do I know the one Teres Kriya for a Nasi that dies and av bezim that dies and for shmos haros tichsiv? Because the pasuk says when David heard that Shaul HaMelech and Yehonasan and Amrav died with the Melchama with the Plishtim, pasuk says v'yachzik David b'gadav v'yikra'im v'gam kol ha'noshim asharito v'yispidu v'yivku v'yitzumu ad ha'erev al Shaul v'al Yehonasan b'no v'al Am Hashem v'al Beis Yishol kinoflu b'charev. So we darshan Shaul zeh Nasi. Shaul, that's a reference to the Nasi, because Shaul, of course, was a Melech, so the leader of the Jewish people. Yehonasan zeh Av Beisdin, because Yehonasan was a Chacham, so that's Av Beisdin. Al Am Hashem v'al Beis Yishol elu Shmos Haros. So you see, Yukareya, that's referring to Shmos Haros, because that's masses of Jewish people that died. So you see, Yeter Kriya on all of these things. The Gemara never follows up with the question, and how do I know that you're not Misacha? How do I know that you're not allowed to sew up such a Kriya? It's because the Gemara takes as a Dover Pasha that we can learn that from Gzerushava Veikraim from Elisha. But soon, when we talk about Birchas Hashem, where it doesn't say Veikraim, it only says Krue or Vayikra, so then it's not Pashut that we can learn from Veikraim that it's also to be Ma'acha, and therefore the Gemara is going to raise the question. That's Rabbi Yaakov points out, that you have over here, the Gemara doesn't ask the follow-up, that how do I know that you're not allowed to sew it up? But in the next piece, the Gemara will ask the follow-up, how do I know you're not allowed to sew it up? And the reason is, because over here it's obvious that we could derive the halacha from Elisha. Later it's going to be less obvious that we could derive the halacha from Elisha. So I'm going to say Rav Bar Sheval de Rav Kana, Ve'ema ad avu kulu, but maybe you only see that David tor kriya, because all of those things happened. A Nasi died, and an Av Beis Din died, and it was a Shmur Ra'a. And maybe you don't tear kriya on any one of those things individually. So I'm going to say al hivsik ha'inyin. Pasuk said, al Shaul, v'al Yehonasan b'no, v'al Am Hashem, and that tells me that each one individually is enough reason to tear kriya. Umi karin and Shmuel Saros, but wait a second, there's one tear kriya on Shmuel Saros. V'amalei Shmuel, they told Shmuel, katol Shvar Malka, trace Alfi Yudai, that Shvar Malka, the king of Paras, killed Rachman al-San, 12,000 Jewish people, b'mezigas Kesari, in the Mezigas Kesari, it's the name of a place, v'lo kara, and Shmuel didn't tear Kriya. So you see that even though it's a Shmuel Ra'a, he didn't tear Kriya. Says Mar lo amru ela b'rov tzibur k'maisa shaya. We only tear Kriya on Shmuel's Rose when it's rov tzibur of Klal Yisrael, like the Maisa with Shaul and Yehonasan. But even if it's a massive amount of people, but it's not rov tzibur, then they don't tear Kriya. Says Gemara, but is that story even true, that he killed 12,000 Jews? Shvar Malka killed 12,000 Jews. Umi katal Shvar Malka Yudai. Did he really kill Jewish people? V'amalei Shvar Malka Shmuel. One time Shvar Malka bragged to Shmuel, tasily, that I deserve great tzchar to katli Yehudi me'olam, because I never killed Jewish people. Apparently, very low bar for what one deserves tzchar for. But he says, I deserve tzchar that I never killed Jewish people. So says Mara Hasam Inu Garmin Nafshayu. When he meant this, he never killed Jewish people who didn't deserve it. Over there, when he killed the 12,000 Jews, they brought it upon themselves. From the sound of the harps and the musical instruments that were playing in Mezigas Kesari, where they were playing when they were Morid B'Malchus, Pakashura de Lutkia, the wall of Lutkia was breached and was broken. So when Shvar Malka said he never killed a Yehudi, he never killed a Jew, he means he never killed a Jew for no reason. But when they were Morid B'Malchus, when they were rebelling against him, then of course he killed them like he would kill anybody else. He means he never killed a Jew with anti-Semitism as a result of the fact that they are a Jew. But he killed people who were married by Malchus, and if it was Jews that were married by Malchus, so he killed Jews who were married by Malchus. Right? That's our geder for, in Hilchus Mesira, for example. There's a halacha, very strict halacha, that you're not allowed to maser another Jew. So the post can discuss, what about when there's a just government that has just laws, so is that a violation of Mesira? It may be a violation of other things, even if it's not a violation of Mesira. These are complicated halachas. If it ever comes up, ask a shayla, don't say, oh, I once heard it in a daf yomi. So the one of the markers of what's called Mesiru or not is if they treat Jews differently than they treat everybody else. Meaning, if it's a just government that has just laws, and Jews are treated the same as everybody else, so that is less likely to be Mesiru. That is not Mesiru. It's probably, it's either not an Avera or it's some other Avera, but it's not a violation of Mesiru. But if they treat Jews differently than they treat everybody else, even though the Jew did something wrong, then it would not be, then it would be a violation of Mesiru. Al Birkas Hashem Minolan. How do I know that we tear Kriya on Birkas Hashem when someone curses the Shem Hashem? Because the Pasuk says when the Anshei Chizkiyo heard that Rav Shake was Megadif as Hashem in Sefer Melachim Beis, it says Ve'Yavol Yakim Ben Chizkiyo Ashel Ba'is V'Shevna Sofer V'Yoah Ben Asaf Hamaskir Al Chizkiyo Kruy Begadim, and it says Ve'Yigidlo Divrei Rav Shake, and they told him what Rav Shake said. So they tore their Begadim when they heard that Rav Shake was Megadif as Hashem. There's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes, whether when a Nachri is Mevarich Has Hashem, whether you tear Kriya, because Rav Shake was Yisrael Mumar, and therefore they were Korea Begadim, or maybe even on a Birchas Hashem of a Nachri, maybe on Birchas Hashem of a Nachri, you don't tear Kriya. So some say Rav Shake was a Nachri, and they tore Kriya even though it was Birchas Hashem of a Nachri. So that's the issue. That's the question at hand. If he was a Nachri, then you tear Kriya even on Birchas Hashem of a Nachri. If he was a Yisrael Mumar, that's why we tore Kriya. But had it been a Nachri, you wouldn't tear Kriya on the Birchas Hashem of a Nachri. Tanu Rabbanan, Echad Hashmeya ve'Echad Hashomeya mipi Hashomeya chayv l'kra. When one hears a Birchas Hashem, not only if you heard it directly, even if you heard a report of it where it was repeated, you have to tear the Kriya. Ve'edim ein chayav l'kra shekvar karo b'shal shashamu. So when the Edim repeated in Beis Din to prosecute the fellow for being Mevarich Has Hashem, so the Edim have to say what he said, so then the Beis Din has to tear Kriya, because they're hearing it mipi Hashemeya, but the Edom themselves don't have to tear Kriya a second time because they're just repeating what they already heard, and they already tore Kriya when they heard it the first time. So B'shal Shashama Mayavi says, well, why does it matter that they heard it the first time? Haka Hashami Hashta. But the first time they heard the terrible guy who did it saying it. Now they hear themselves saying it. So it's a new statement, meaning the words are coming out into the world again, so they should have to tear Kriya again. Says Marlo Salkadaitach. No, you can't say they have to tear Kriya again when they're made to Chsiv, because the Pasuk says when the Anshei Chizkiyo told of the Birchas Hashem of Rav Shake, Vayikishma Melech Chizkiyo Vayikra Es Begodav. So you see from the story that Hamelech Kara Vehem Lo Karu, that only the Melech himself was Korea, but those who reported on the Birchas Hashem did not tear Kriya. So you see that the Eidim don't tear Kriya. V'lom esachin minalan. How do I know that you don't sew up a Kriya when it was done for Birchas Hashem? So Asya Kriya Kriya. We learn from the pasuk says Vayikra Eim that it says by David, and Krue that it says by Chizkiyo, that just like the Kera of Anasi and Anav Bezin and Shmos Raos is Eina Masach Aliyolam, so too the Korea of Birch Hashem is Eina Masach Aliyolam, that you're never going to sew it back up. Sefer Torah Shinus of Minolan. How do I know that you're chayv to be Korea when a Sefer Torah is burnt? Tuchsiv, because the Pasuk says when they read to Yaakov Melech Yehuda the Megillah Seicha, because the story was, if you recall from Sefer Yirmiyahu, that in the fourth year of Yaakov Melech Yehuda, Hashem told Yirmiyahu Anavi to write on a cloth the Megillah Seicha and to read it in front of the Am, so that they should hear the terrible things that are going to happen, and that they should do tshuva, and they should get slicha mechila for their averos. So Baruch Ben Neriah wrote the Megillah mipi Yirmiyahu. He wrote Megillah Seicha, and Yirmiyahu told him to take the Megillah to the base of Megillah and to read it on a particular fast day in front of all those gathered on the fast day. Fast days are times that everybody gathers together. And in the fifth year of Yoyakim, there goes there a new fast day in Chodesh Kislev, and everyone got together in the base of Migdash in Yerushalayim and the Ari Yehuda, and Baruch read the Megillas Eicha for everybody to hear. And at that time, the Melech was sitting in his Beis HaChoref, where he lived in the winter time, and he had a fire burning to warm up because it was Chodesh Kislev, it was getting cold outside. And when they told the Melech everything that happened, he sent Yehudi ben Netanyahu to bring the Megillah to him, and the Yehudi read the Megillah to him, and everyone, all the Sarim were there. And so when the story went. Vayihi kikro Yehudi shol shlosos varba yikro betara hasofer vashleich ala eish asher ala ach. Toma Megillah, the pasuk goes on to say that when Yehudi ben Netanyahu finished reading the first four pesukim of Megillah Seicha, and he started to read the fifth pasuk of Megillah Seicha, for some reason the Mefarshim discuss why it is that the pesukim are referred to as delosos. Shalosh delosos va'arba'a refers to the number of pesukim into the Megillah. So when they got to the fifth pasuk, Yoyakim took a knife, that sakina harifa, he took a knife and he cut out cut up the Megillah and burnt it in a fire. So my shalosh losos varba, why did Yoyakim only wait until after they read the first three or four pesukim and they got to the fifth pasuk before he got really upset and started tearing up the Megillah? Because Amar Leil Yoyakim, they told Yoyakim HaMelech that cause of Yirmiyahu Sefer Kino, so Yirmiyahu wrote a Megillah Seicha. So Amar Lahu, so he said, Maksiv Bey, what does it say in it? I have to see if I find this offensive or not. So first they read in the first pasuk, Eicha Yashva Badad, the pasuk says here, Rabasi Yamai Sokalmana. So and Rabasi Vagayim Srasi Bimdino Sai Salamas. So the Toshu Yerushalayim are going to be sent into Galus. Amar Lahu, Anamalka. I'm okay with that. I'm still the king, even if the Toshu Yerushalayim are sent into Galus. So whoever's left, I'll at least be the king over them. So then they said to him, okay, but you got to get a load of what it says in Pasuk Beis. B'chosif kebalayla v'demas halechaya ein l'menachim mikolo aveh kol rab bagduba hila lo'ev, etc. So the Mikdash is going to be destroyed. So he said, okay, but anamalka, I'm still going to be the king. But then he said, okay, but Pasuk Gimel. Gol so Yehuda me'oni, and the Pasuk continues me'rov avodu yashav b'goyim l'matzom v'noach kol rod feh hisi goa b'in ha-mitzarim. That the Yoshua Yehuda are going to be sent into Galus, and even in their Galus, they're not going to find any menucha. So he says, still, anamalka. I'm still going to be the melech. It doesn't bother me yet. And then they read Pasuk Dalet. Darch etzion avelos. Pasuk goes on. Mibli bayimoi kol shara shomeim in koane anei anachem sulsa anugos vihi marla. That they're not going to be all of the regal, and it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of aggravation in Zion. So he said, anamalka, but I'm still the melech. I'm still okay. And then Hayut Sorel the Rosh, the Melech Nachri is going to be the Rosh. He's going to be the real Melech, and you're not going to be the Melech anymore. Amar Lahum Man Amra, who said this Nevuah? So they read the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Ki Hashem Hoga Al Rov Pshaeha, that Hashem spoke these words of Nevuah about Yerushalayim because of the Averos that they had done. Miyad Kadar Kolas Karol Sheba. So right away he cut out all the Shemos Hashem in the Megillah, Ushrafon Be'esh, and he burnt them in fire. So that's the burning of the Shem Hashem in fire. And that's what the pasuk says. The raya from that ma'isa that you chayv to be korea when the sefer Torah is burnt is because it says v'lo pachdu v'lo karu aspigdehem, that the haflev fell, the people saw such a thing happen and they were not korea, they didn't tear their clothing. Machal dubay the mikra. The implication is that that's terrible, that they should have been korea when they saw the sreif of the askaros, when they saw the shemos Hashem being burnt. So Asemus points out that you can't say that the pasuk means to tell me that they didn't do tshuva and korea bigdehem as achna and etzar when they heard the nevuah, because that already says v'lo pachtu. Must be that it's not just about tshuva, that it's about being korea, not just a korea of tshuva that they're faulted for, but a korea of actually seeing the sreifa of the shemos Hashem, and that's what you have to tear korea for, and therefore you have to tear korea on a sefer Torah shenisrof as well. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, so Rav Papa challenges, he says Abaye Eimar Mishum Shmuel Saros. So maybe they tore korea because of the Shmuel Saros on the Gullus and the Churban and everything that was going to happen. So how do you have a raya that meaning maybe what they were faulted for not tearing kriya on was all the bad news that was going to happen, not on what they actually saw of the sreifa? So maybe you still don't have a raya that when a sefer Torah is nisraf you tear kriya. So Amalei Abaye says back, Shmos Saros by Yishaita Mihavu. There were no Shmos Saros yet. This was a nevuah of what will happen in the future. So you wouldn't tear kriya prematurely on something like that. It didn't actually happen yet. The Ritva writes points out, why don't you tear kriya? It's a nevuah. Nevuahs are pretty accurate. He says, no, nevuah l'ra is not always accurate because you could do tshuva and you could avoid the nevuah l'ra. So since they could have been mevatel the gzeira, by doing tshuva, it's premature to tear kriya on such a thing. Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rav Huna, Ra Sefer Torah Shenikra, Chayev Lekrosh Shtei Kriyos. If a person sees a Sefer Torah get torn apart, he has to tear two Kriyos. Echel al Gvil, v'echel al Ksav, both for the cloth and for the writing. Shnamar Achrei Tzof HaMelech HaMegillah V'Shadvarim, Pasuk continues, Asher Kasov Baruch Mipi Yirmiyol Leymar. So from the fact that it says the Megillah, which is the cloth, and also Hadvarim, which is the Ksav, so we see that each one gets its own kriya. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna bar Chiya, Abba Yasvi, Rabbi Abba and Chiya were sitting. Come Rabbi Abba, boy lefnuya. Rabbi Abba got up to go to the bathroom. Shakli l'totafte achtei abesadya. So he took off his tefillin and he put it on a cushion. Asai bar na'amisa, boy lemivle. Basiana came and wanted to swallow his tefillin. So Amar, Rabbi Abba said, hashta ichayvenli, had that happened, ichayvenli shtei kriyos. I would have been chayiv two kriyos, one for the cloth and one for the ksav, because that's the equivalent of it being burnt, of the tefillin being burnt. Amalei minalacha, how do you know such a din that you would have to be korea on such a thing? Vabididi havuvda, because I had such a maisa that I saw that Basiana swallowed tefillin, vasayil kamed Rav Masna, and I came to Rav Masna to ask whether I have to be korea, like seeing a Sefer Torah Shenisraf, but he didn't know an answer. So Asal Kamed Rav Yehuda, I went to Rav Yehuda to ask the same Shaila, Va'amar li, Hachi Amar Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda told me what Shmuel said, that lo amru ella bizra'u k'maisa shaya, that you only say that you tear kriya when a Sefer Torah is burnt, if it was done b'koach, that you couldn't prevent it from happening, like the Maaser Shayu with the Oyakim, where he was the Melech, and no one was able to save the Megillah Secha from him. But from a Basiana, a bird is going to come and eat it, you could save it. If you see the bird coming, you could chase the bird away. And therefore, even if it swallows your tefillin, you're not chayiv to tear kriya on your begadim for such a thing, because it was not bizroa, it was not something that happened by force. There is a discussion in Poskim, there seems to be a common practice that if people drop their tefillin, that they fast when they drop their tefillin. So what's the basis of that practice? There's a Tshuvas Mishpatei Shmuel in Simin Yud Beis, where Rav Yechiel Vital was asked if there's a smach to that which the Olam says, that someone's tefillin falls, that he has to fast. And he says, tefillin have a great kedusha. One has to be very careful with the kedusha of tefillin. Kolzman that you're wearing your tefillin, you're not allowed to have as chadas. And when they fall out of your hand, there's a great zilzil in having that happen. Like it says in our sugya, that tefillin that are sarf bizroa, someone who sees tefillin being burnt, bizroa, would have to be koresh tekri, just like a Sefer Torah Shenisraf. So apparently you have a din, like it has a din like a Sefer Torah. So says the Tshuvas Mishpatei Shmuel, would anyone have a doubt that if a Sefer Torah falls that you have to fast? So Mestam, if Tefillin falls, you have to fast as well. And he says, a raya from the Roa Sefer Torah Shenisraf B'chalom is Chayiv L'Hasanos, even on Shabbos. So that's enough to at least be a basis for the minhag. So the Magen Avraham quotes this in brief in Simon Mem Dalet, and he says that in Mishpatei Shmuel it says a tzas mach to the minhag olam to fast when tefillin fall on the ground, and who adin when the Sefer Torah falls on the ground. So the Magen Avraham writes that you don't have to fast on nefilas tefillin unless they fall not in their box, but a Sefer Torah shenafal, you have to fast even if it's been artiko, meaning that if tefillin are out of their box and they fall, then you would fast, but in the box you wouldn't have to fast. Sefer Torah, even if it's in the mantle, you don't say, oh, it was covered anyway. Sefer Torah is on a different madrash. So that's the Magen Avraham. That's the basis we see over here. The Gemara compares tefillin to a Sefer Torah. That's the basis for the idea of fasting when it comes to dropping tefillin. Ari Yehuda Minolan, how do I know that there's a Chiv Kriya on Ari Yehuda? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, after the Churban, and after the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam, Vayavo Anashim, Mishchem, Mishilo, Umishamron, Shmonim Ish, Migul Chayzakan, Ukruy, Begadim, Uzgodim, Mincha Levona, Biyadim, Lahavi Beis Hashem, Pasuk goes on to say, Vayetzi Yishmal ben Netanya, Lekrasam, and Amitzvah. So when they left their house, they didn't know that the Mikdash was destroyed, and they were bringing a Mincha to be Makriv. And then when they got close to Mitzpah, which is one of the Arei Yehuda, they saw the Churban, so they were, can you imagine the shock? They're going to bring a Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and as they're getting closer, they see that there's no Beis HaMikdash. They see that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so they were Karu Bigdayim, they tore Kriya. So that's how you see that when they arrived at the Arei Yehuda, that's when they tore Kriya, that's when they realized that there was Churban. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Amar Ula Bira, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Haroa Arei Yehuda B'Churbanan, someone sees Arei Yehuda B'Churbanan, Omer Arei Kachcha Hayu Midbar,
the Korea. He should say Ori Kachayu Midbar, Pasuk from Yishayahu, and he tears Kriya. Yerushalayim Bukhabana, if someone sees Yerushalayim Bukhabana, Omer Tzion Midbar Haisa, Yerushalayim Shemama the Korea. He should say that Tzion became a Midbar, Yerushalayim is totally desolate, and he should be Korea. So even though Goyim came back and rebuilt it, since the Jewish people were not there, it was considered to be, the Radak points out, it was considered to be in its state of destruction. So that's the Shaila. What about nowadays, where Jewish people have rebuilt it, and it's difficult to still look at Yerushalayim and say that it's totally desolate? So some of the Poskim say, Ein Chinami, you tear on the Makom HaMikdash, because we don't have a Mikdash, but maybe not on Yerushalayim. Whereas others say, no, Yerushalayim is only Yerushalayim when it has a Mikdash. Meaning, Rav Soloveitchik had such an idea, a diuk in the Rambam, I think maybe even a diuk in the Mishnayos, where it talks about the Eser Kedushos, but he had certainly a diuk in the Rambam right, because what does it say? When the Mishnayos about the Eser Kedushos talk about the 10 levels of Kedusha, and when it talks about the Kedushas Yerushalayim, it says, Yerushalayim is Kadosh, in that you eat Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim. Why only mention about Kachim Kalim? What about other halachos relating to Yerushalayim? I don't remember what. Or in Eretz Yisrael also. It's all Mikdash related things. That Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, in that you could bring from all of Eretz Yisrael the grain for the Karban Omer. Grain for the Karban Omer, but it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisos in all of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no, all the Kedushos emanate from Kedushos Yerushalayim, from Kedushos HaMikdash. And if it's not Mikdash related, then it's not then it's not the full Kedusha. It's in a certain sense in a state of destruction. Right? That was the whole tumult that Rav Goren wanted to get rid of Nachim on Tisha B'Av. He did. For some people, he got rid of Nachim because he said the descriptions in Nachim, or he changed Nachim, I don't know exactly, but the descriptions in Nachim and Tisha B'Av don't seem to be accurate anymore. So most of the poskim thought that was totally incorrect. The Korea, based on Mikdash, the Korea, then you tear Kriya. Based on Mikdash, if a person sees the base of Mikdash in this Korban, Omer, based on Kashen, Vitifartenu, Asher, Lucha, Vaseinu, Ayel, Shreif, Aseish, Vekon, Lachmadenu, Ayel, Charava, the Korea, and he tears Kriya. Korea on Mikdash, most of Yerushalayim. Persons should tear Kriya when he sees the Mikdash, Burchabana, and then he adds when he sees Yerushalayim, Burchabana, or Mini, but I'll ask you, Stira, Echra, Shemea, whether, Vechra, Ro, when you hear the Bizman Shemikdash Kayim that the base of Mikdash was destroyed, or whether you saw it happen. Kivan Shegil, the Tzofim, once you get to Tzofim, the place in front of Yerushalayim, Korea, the Korea on Mikdash, Bifnatsma, Yerushalayim, Bifnatsma, and you tear separately two different kriyos for the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Apparently, it's not enough to just be Mosif on an existing kriya. Whereas the first price that we said, the first price that told us, tear one kriya and then just add to it. Now, here we see that you have to have two kriyos. Lo kasha, had the paga b'mikdash b'resha. The first price was when it said you're Mosif on the kriyas if you saw the Mikdash first. So you came into Yerushalayim up until the Makom HaMikdash inside a box or something, you know, on a bus with the shades pulled down, so you didn't see anything. So when you came out of the bus, the first thing you saw was the Mikdash. So you're Korea on the Mikdash, and then you go out and you see Yerushalayim is also Burchabana, you're Mosif on the Kriya. Whereas Ha, the Pagab Yerushalayim Bereisha, the second Bryce that says you Korea Shtei Kriyos, is that Yerushalayim B'fnei Atzmo, Mikdash B'fnei Atzmo, is if you saw Yerushalayim first, which is probably the normal way to do it, that you first walk through Yerushalayim and then you see the Mikdash. So then it's not enough to be Mosif al Kriya, so you need to tear a brand new Kriya. Tan Rabbanan, so the Bryce tells us, Vikulan, Rashad, Nesholulan. All of these kriyos that we said, that you're not allowed to be ma'acha, you're not allowed to mend the kriya, that means to really fully mend the kriya. But you're allowed, Lesholulan, Ulamolulan, Ulaloktan, Ulasosan, Kimin Sulamos. All of those are different ways of sewing it up where it's not really properly sewn up. It's either sewn up with a wide stitching or by pulling the two, folding over the two ends and pulling it together, or by just taking the two extreme ends of the kriya and pinning them together, or making like a sulam kind of stitching that it looks like a ladder. Whatever it is, it's not a real mend. Avalola achosan. You're not allowed to sew it properly when you have these kriyas. So Amar Rav Chista, the Gemara explains, Rav Chista explains, ubi ichoy alexandri. The ichoy that the Braisa says you're not allowed to do is the ichoy alexandri. The real sewing up that you're not allowed to do is the alexandri sewing up. Tan Rabbanu krei mitoch hashalal. Someone who doesn't who tears from that which is already torn corn for another mace and it was sewn up in this haphazard way, and now you tear again, any of these types of haphazard sewing that you did in order to mend the previous kriya, and then you korea again, lo yatsa, you're not yotze the kriya, mitocha ikui, but if it had a real mending of the previous kriya, and then you tear kriya again, yatsa, then you are yotze. Amrav chisul b'ichoy Alexandri. That's only if the ichoy was done properly, if the sewing up was done properly, like the ichoy Alexandri. Tarabon rashe lov cholamato lachol. So what you could do is you could turn the kera that's lamaila to the bottom of the beged, and then lachos, and then having the beged upside down where the base hatzavar is now on the other side. Rabbi Shimon Lazar osalachos. So Rabbi Shimon Lazar says you're not allowed to be ma'achit, but you're allowed to turn it around and make the base hatzavar where lamaila what was lamata, you know, to turn the beged upside down and wear the beged without mending the kriya. Ukshem shamoch rosalachos. So kachol kechos lachos. Just like the person who originally owned the beged is not allowed to mend the beged. Also, if he sells it to someone, that person is also not allowed to. That's why the mocher has to let the lokeach know that this is a beged that we tore kriya on for our yehud or whatever it was, and therefore you're not allowed to fix this. Rameir holds the initial kriya has to be a tefach, and when you add to the kriya, then it's three more etzbaos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, tchilas kriya shalosh etzbaos. The initial kriya is only shalosh etzbaos, v'tosefes kolshu, and the tosefes is only kolshu. So Amrula, how do we paskin? Halach Rameir b'kriya, v'halach Rabbi Yehuda b'tosefes. We hold like Rameir that the initial kriya has to be tefach, but we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the additional is a kolshu. Tani nami achir, Rabbi Yosef, tchilas kriya tefach, v'tosefes kolshu. So the Brice says exactly that. Tan Rabbanan, so the Brice tells as follows. Amrulu meis avivakara, meis benova hosif. They tell the person, Rachman son, his father died, he's korea. Then they tell him his son died and he's mosif on the existing kara. He tears it a little more. So tachton mesache, he could mend the bottom part of the kriya, but elyonena mesache, but he's not allowed to mend the top part of the kriya. Meis benova kara, meis aviva hosif. But if they first tell him about his son and he tears kriya, then they tell him about his father and he adds to the kriya, elyon mesache, tachton enena mesache. Then he could mend the top part and not the bottom part, because he's not allowed to be mesache. I love the imo. Meis aviv, meis imo, umeis achav, meis achoso, korea kara echad lekulan. If he finds out about a whole bunch of relatives that all died at the same time, he could tear one kriya for all of them. Yudvim say Romer, al kulan kara echad, al vimo kara echad. Now, all other relatives is one kriya, and aviv imo, an independent kriya. If he's shein mosif, al kara aviv imo. You're not mosif on a kara aviv imo. That has to be an independent, separate kriya. My time, oh, why is that? So I'm Ravnach Marisak, lufi shein, b'til sefes. It's not appropriate to be korea aviv imo with adding on to an existing kriya, that it looks like it's a tuffel to some other kriya. So just like you're not allowed to be add on to a kriya for acherim on the kriya of ave, so similarly you're not allowed to do the reverse either. You're not allowed to add on to a kriya of aveim on other people. Amar Shmuel halach Rabbi Yehuda Meseira. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda Meseira that you don't tear one kriya alav v'imo together with the rest of the krovim. It has to be independent for shar krovim and independent for aviv v'imo. Umi Amar Shmuel hachi. Does Shmuel really say such a thing? Amar Shmuel hachi divrei mekel be'evil. Doesn't Shmuel paskin like divrei mekel be'evil? So shouldn't you be allowed to use the same kriya? Savelus luchud kriya luchud. By avelus we go kedivrei mekel, but hilchos kriya is different than hilchos avelus. Okay, now the Gemara brings a brice as far as with the makom of the kriya and adding on the beged. Ad heichal korea ad tiburo. Your korea ad tiburo. V'yeshom ad libo. Some say only ad libo. Av b'shein raya l'dover zeich l'dover. And even though we don't have a raya, we have a zecher shnemer, because the pasuk says when Klal Yisrael is told to do tshuva, v'koru levavchem v'yal b'gdeichem. So you see that the kriya is keneged alev. Higiel l'tiburo, or l'libo, you get to the point where you're supposed to tear kriya, marchik shalosh etzbos v'korea. You could be marchik three etzbos away on the beged, and tear kriya again on that same beged. Nismalim l'fanav, the whole beged is full of tears in the front. Machziru l'achorav, you could turn it around. Nismalim l'maila, hovcha l'mata. If the top of the beged is full of kriya, you could turn it upside down and start tearing it from the other side. Hakreya, I mean, you don't need to tear a new beged every time. Hakreya milimato minat stadin. If a person tore a kriya from the bottom edge of the or from the sides, lo yatsa. Elisha kohen gadol pore milimato. Except for kohen gadol, he does the he rips the beged from milimato for the sake of agmas nefesh. So says more pligibar of masa mar ukva umar ukva. There's machlokas rav masa mar ukva. And both of them said in the name of Avod Shmuel and in the name of Levi. Chad Omar Kol Shiva Korea La Achra Shiva Mosif. That throughout the first 7 days from the Kriya of the first mace, if another mace dies, your Korea on the second mace a brand new Kriya. But after 7 days, your Mosif on the existing Kriya. Chad Omar Kol Shloshim Korea La Achra Shloshim Mosif. That 7 days isn't the cutoff point. 30 days is the cutoff point. Mask for Rabbi Zera Mandi. Why is it that that Kol Shiva your Korea new Kriya because you're not able to even stitch up at all the old Kriya within 7 days? But what about an Isha who's allowed to sew it, to pin it together the even within Shiva because of her dignity? So should she be allowed to just tear Kriya on the same beged? No, that's not a din of Kriya, that's a din of Kavarisha that she's allowed to be Shalalta the altar. Where do we get the 30 days from? Because you're not allowed to fully mend it until 30 days. So when it comes to Avima, where you're never allowed to fully mend it, so that's not a din of Kriya, that's a din of Kavod Avimo. If a person goes with a beggar Krua in front of a mace that you have to be Korea on, and therefore you're not Korea the beggar anew, you're stealing from the mace. And you're tricking the living people. A person borrows a beggar from someone else, says, I have to go visit my father who's sick, and then he goes and he finds his father's dead. Korea, you tear that someone else's beggar that you borrowed, but then you can mend the kriya. When you come back home, then you give him back his shirt, but you pay him for the tear. But if you never told him in the first place where you're going, then you're not allowed to touch the Kriya. Okay, it looks like we're out of time. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up at Tanu Rabbanan tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.